And we'll bring on Philly Will. Will Parks is going to join us right now here on Orange and Blue 760. Hey, Will, you're on with Ryan Edwards, Steve Atwater, and Andrew Mason. How are you, man?
Philly, hey, what's up, baby?
We got Mace, Steve, and
Ryan.
What was the other one?
Ryan,
how you doing, man? Y'all ready for my questions?
Yeah. What you got for us?
Nah. I'm just saying. How y'all doing?
We're good, man. Hey, I was the final day of OTAs. How's this been for you this time of year?
Man, it's different. This time come around. You know, my second OTA, going to my third year. You know, it's kind of different because you know you're kind of in the same system. You kind of get used to, you know, the way things go around here. And VJ did a great job as far as taking care of our bodies and getting us mentally prepared for a lot of the installations and, you know, a lot of the new faces around, man. It's been a pretty good OTA.
It's the same, but it's also different, like you mentioned. What kind of differences has Joe Woods thrown in schematically for you guys this year?
Oh, man, our install, you know, we had about, you know, 15 new installs going in. And, you know, just basically, you know, mixing up our coverages, you know, not – making teams being able to dictate what we're going to do, us being able to dictate what they're going to do on offense. And when you could do that as a defense, that's a plus for you because guys get to play faster, get to play with a better mindset of things like that. So Joe Woods definitely did a great job as far as getting us ready.
Well, back when I played, that was back when we had the leather helmets that fold up, you know, after the game.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We just put them in our pockets and walk off.
That's not true.
Yeah, definitely not true.
But when we practiced, we had to, you know, cover tight ends, and you know we got a good feel in practice for you know what our tight ends were like. You know, the safeties knew better than anybody which of our tight ends could play well. From your point of view, which of our tight ends are looking good in terms of route running, pass catching ability, those types of things so far?
Oh, all of them looking good, man. They all looking pretty solid, man.
Who looking the best?
You know, Jake Buck and Jeff Harmon, man. Them two are going at it. Jake has a lot of great routes, and he's a big body. He has a big catch radius. He's a great, great, great catch radius, actually. And Jeff Hyman is coming along, man, running great routes and things like that, man. So those two guys are definitely, in my opinion, man, those guys, you could tell they've been working hard during the offseason, getting their bodies right. Jake Butt looks 100% healthy. He looks happy. He looks ready to go. So I'm pretty excited for everybody.
We're chatting with Will Parks here, Broncos safety. That's a really fun safety room this year. A lot of interesting personalities.
Oh, man.
And
I have no idea.
But thinking about this, and of course we already know a lot about you. We obviously spent a lot of time with you, Darren Stewart, Justin Simmons, among several. Jamal Carter. I mean, a lot of good guys. And then you add a new guy in Sua Cravens. What kind of dynamic is that room like right now?
Man, you ever seen Three Stooges? Well, we got about seven of them.
Come on, the seven Stooges.
Man, the seven Stooges, man. I mean, they're all great guys, man. We all kind of give, you know, a different perspective of the game to each other, and then we also learn from each other. I mean, it's not, you know, right now it's not beat one guy out or any of that thing. It's kind of learn from each other. We all play a different game. You know, some are box safeties who can play in the box, and, you know, some are free safeties, you know, who can play in the box. We got so many different dynamics in our room. It's crazy. So I'm pretty excited to see how the coaches are going to use everybody.
Safety, you got a lot of depth, a lot of experience there. Cornerback, of course, you got some younger guys stepping up. How are those guys like Brendan Langley, Isaac Yadam, and not a young guy, but a newcomer, Tremaine Brock, looking out there?
Man, they're looking good, man. Especially Brendan Langley, man. He had, man, one practice, I mean, he was out here getting after it, man. And you can tell, you know, he has a great offseason. I mean, I was with him out Dallas with Chris Harris and Roby. We're actually going to be out there again this summer along with San Fran. But, you know, you could tell Brendan Langley got tremendously focused. He focused up. He kind of got in his playbook more this offseason, and it's all he's showing out here on the field. Tremaine Brock coming in, you know, being a vet, being able to learn fast and things like that, man, it's pretty exciting, man. I can't wait to get after it with these guys.
Well, I hope you're right, man. We're going to need all hands on deck, especially at that cornerback position. Now,
we're definitely going to be fine there.
Yeah, yeah. Now, have you gotten a chance to pick off Case Keenum yet? What kind of ball does he throw?
Man, I'll tell you one thing about that dude. He is very, very smart. I mean, obviously I missed Peyton by 4 months. You know, that's a bummer. But I played against Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, Cam my first year. I know all the great quarterbacks, you know, even Gnarly, Phillip Rivers, and, you know, Alex Smith. You know, Case is up there with them, man. He's a very, very, very smart guy, and he has a ball I mean, he throws them short balls like no other. I mean, them things are straight spirals. I mean, you could be a yard away and it's still going into the pocket. So you can tell that he's already building trust within his receivers and things like that. So, I'm pretty excited for Case, man. You could tell he wants to be the leader of this team. We're trusting him already, especially as a defense. You know, we're on the sideline. Sometimes if we're not in, we see him throw a couple balls. And, I mean, every ball he throws is 100%. If it's not 100%, he has an attitude with it, and that's what you want in a quarterback. You want him to be perfect.
Hold on. You didn't ask my question, though, Will. Did you pick him off yet?
Oh, I answered your question. I ain't got a chance to get him yet.
Okay, all right. That's it. Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, that's cool. Yeah, you got to make it tough on him, man. You can't make it too easy on him.
That's why I said he's very smart. I mean, there's a couple times I done got under the dig and wish he would have threw it, but he went the other way. And that's what
right,
you want.
Right. Nice.
Hey, Will, just a couple more for you. Appreciate it. Will Parks joining us here. You know, one thing that I am excited about seeing a little bit more of, and I think we're going to see it this year in training camp coming up in about a month and a half, is we're going to see the offense have a little bit of swagger there. Now, the defense has had plenty of swagger. You guys have had no shortage of swagger when it's out there on the field. Are you kind of looking forward to that a little bit too?
Yeah, man. I mean, like the offense has swag. You know, obviously we had a couple of slumps in the road, but right now you could tell that they're out there with a lot of confidence. I mean, they talking trash to us now. You know, it's crazy. We're going back and forth, and that's what you want in a team. It'll bring the best out of each other.
Hang on, Will. Now, you know they always do that when they don't have pads on.
No. I mean, you can tell it, you know. You're right. But at the same time, you know, come camp, you know, they can't go – backwards, you know, they got to go forward. You can't come out here in OTAs and, you know, get a couple plays and come out of camp and not do the same thing, man. That's what we want competition, because at the end of the day, you know, they're bringing the best out of us. And, you know, offense exactly. Is giving us different things you might not ever see again with all these different teams. And, you know, that's kind of what we're excited for, because if you could adapt to this, you could adapt to anything.
You mentioned the offense bringing different things. You also talked about the tight ends. So from a defensive perspective, how much more difficult is it to contain this offense? Because it looks like you've got DT and Sanders, of course, but you have the tight ends. You have Deshaun and Cortland Sutton doing things, and it looks like it kind of can be a pick-your-poison thing for defenses to have to deal with.
Yeah, man, that's what we were actually talking about not too long ago. I mean, you got different weapons. I mean, you got different things. You can come out on the spread. You can come out with a pro. I mean, there's different things you can use. And we got the young running backs, you know, Booker and Dave Williams and Royce and even Phillip Lindsay. Man, all those guys can run. They can catch out of the backfield, man. It's too dynamic for us not to, you know, go out there and scorch people.
Well, Will, we're really excited for you this season.
Yes.
We can't wait for training camp to start. We'll, of course, see you out there on the practice field for mandatory minicamp next week. Thanks for the time, man.
Philly Will. Thank you, man. See you soon,
Mitch
bro.
Steve, I holler at y'all, man. Mace, I'll see you later, bro.
See you, Will.